Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Gentlemen, welcome to this week's edition of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. I am your host, Tom B. Stone. Welcome. And before I delve into today's show, I invite you to join the conversation and the fracas at 319-527-6060. That's 319-527-6060. Or you can also join us in the chat room. We'll take your questions, comments, and opinions there as well. Folks, a special report today, and I couldn't be more angry and, quite frankly, extremely terrified at what has been announced earlier today concerning a member of the former Proud Boys leader, Enrique Terrio, who was charged with seditious conspiracy for the quote-unquote insurrection that took place on January 6th, 2021. Sentenced to 22 years in prison. When, by the way, he wasn't even present. In fact, Enrique Terrio was nowhere near Washington, D.C., or the Capitol, as he was previously banned 2 weeks prior for vandalizing a BLM flag during one of their peaceful protests that, by the way, included assault, arson, animal cruelty, resisting arrest. All the BLM protests that took place during the summer of 2020, not one of them guys has been brought to justice. So I'm dumbfounded that a man who wasn't even present can be charged with such a thing and sentenced, found guilty and sentenced. In contrast, a man who was live streaming a murder on Facebook Live of 77-year-old David Dorn, trying to protect his friend's pawn shop in the shithole of St. Louis during the George Floyd riots, didn't even get close to that amount of time. And I'm sure he'll be out in 5 years. In another contrast, a Southern California man named Kevin Benjamin Weir was charged with, eventually charged with 2 years later, of attempting to burn down a federal courthouse. And he, hold on to your hats, ladies and gentlemen, was sentenced to 2 years of probation. You heard me right, 2 years probation for attempting to burn down a federal courthouse. If that's not insurrection, if what the Democrats are doing right now is not insurrection, and quite frankly, if Hillary Clinton and Stacey Abrams, what they're doing and have been doing for the last how many years, 5 years or so, by saying the 2016 election was illegitimate and it was rigged by Russia. And if that's not an insurrection, by their very definition of what they're saying, they committed an insurrection. So why aren't they in jail? Why aren't they being indicted? Oh, that's right. They're fucking Democrats. That's why. Including the scumbag that tried to burn down a goddamn federal courthouse. Including the scumbag that killed a man trying to protect his friend's shop. Including all the pieces of trash and vile vermin that, by the way, in the height of COVID, in their righteous anger to protest the death of a man who, by the way, in my opinion, didn't die from the officer's knee on his neck. He took a bunch of pills and died that way. But I digress. As long as you have a D by your name, or you support Black Lives Matter, then you're in the clear. Back to the ridiculous sentence of Enrique Terrio. This January 6th is the largest justice system investigation in history. Bigger than Oklahoma City, Boston Marathon, Las Vegas mass shootings, and 9/11, just to name a few. The man wasn't even present. According to reports, he was in a hotel room in Baltimore, many, many miles away from Washington, D.C. And he was sending and receiving text messages from his hotel room. They call him the mastermind of January 6th, folks. Absolutely insane. Unprecedented, some would say. And he's sentenced to prison for 22 years. Some news stations are calling this the Donald Trump army. That's what they referred to the January 6th folks that were there, that were making their voices heard peacefully and patriotically, which is exactly what Donald Trump said. There's only one person that died on January 6th, and that was a unarmed woman, former service member, that was shot point-blank range by a trigger-happy Capitol Police officer. She was no threat. She was shot in the chest, blown away right in front of her fiancé. What did that guy get? In my opinion, and many others, that's cold-blooded murder. You had to know she wasn't a threat. You had to know she wasn't armed. But still, you pulled that trigger anyway. Why wasn't he arrested? What about the pieces of crap who destroyed cities, burned down the Wendy's, looted and pillaged for 3 straight months, causing billions of dollars in damages? Why haven't they been arrested? So you're going to tell me with the fantastic facial recognition software used by the FBI that you're able to find grandma taking selfies at the Capitol as all of them were let in? You're going to throw her in jail, let her rot in Washington, D.C. You're going to try and convince the rest of the American people that you couldn't find one of the vile BLM rioters? Sweetheart, that doesn't pass the sniff test, since some of them were bailed out by our current vice president, depending on who you talk to, Kamala Harris. You know, the cackling hyena and the poor excuse for an American and human being, along with the rest of this administration. Folks, if this doesn't terrify you, that something like this can be legal, sentencing a man who wasn't present. Now, I don't know the details of who he was talking to and what he said exactly, but I do know he wasn't present. You can't charge somebody with insurrection if they're not present. You can't really, to be honest with you, you can't charge any of these people they threw in jail with insurrection because insurrection is defined as an organized group of people who are attempting to take over the government. By the way, armed group of organized people that are that want to take over the government. What were they armed with? Cell phones? Flagpoles? But yeah, they're going to take over the government with cell phones and flagpoles. That makes a lot of sense. But if you support Donald J. Trump, who in my opinion is the greatest president this country has had, not only in my lifetime, but arguably the last 100 years, I dare anyone to try and tell me different, then you, my friend, we are the enemy. And as long as there's Donald Trump supporters, they have to rid the world of us. And they're not actually after Donald Trump. They're after all of us because we support him. Now, speaking of Black Lives Matter rearing their ugly heads in an election year, conveniently, very sad incident involving Columbus Police Department and a pregnant black woman caught shoplifting liquor has been in the news the past 3 days because the liberal nutcase mainstream media can't help themselves and spin what truly happened into, and I quote, an execution of a black woman for shoplifting. So the mainstream media, regardless of what actually happened, what actually transpired, they call this incident an execution of a black woman. That's absurd. And quite frankly, I don't know how some of these stations let these reporters say these things. I thought journalists were supposed to have integrity. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to give you the truth. I watched the footage released from the police body cam. As disturbing as it was, a 21-year-old pregnant woman, 6 months pregnant, named Takiyah Young, was caught red-handed shoplifting liquor. I'll say that again, in case you didn't hear me correctly. A pregnant woman was caught shoplifting liquor. She was in her car as the police were very close by responding to another incident that was taking place in the parking lot. They came over to her car, gave her a lawful order to get out of the car, and she ignored that order. She then started the engine. She was told to stop. She again was told to get out of her car. I counted 11 times. The officer, now standing in front of her car, screaming stop. That wasn't enough. She ignored it. Ms. Young proceeded then to take the lethal weapon, which was her vehicle, and attempted to run the officer down. and one single shot fired to neutralize and eliminate the threat. That officer's life was in danger, and he knew it. And it's, in my opinion, and a lot of others, it was justified. Let's dig deeper, though. The 6-month pregnant woman shoplifting multiple bottles of liquor. Not bread, not meat, not even baby formula. Fucking liquor. And you want the people watching the news to believe she was executed for what? Executed for being black? Those are your words. That's ludicrous. Now, I guess I can understand if she was shoplifting, you know, bread, meat, baby formula, you know, something to feed her kids, get two other young kids at home. I couldn't imagine why she was stealing liquor. Maybe she was going to give it to her young kids. Well, apparently, if you could put two of the two together and see where I'm going with this, apparently she was going to give it to her unborn children, or her unborn child, excuse me. Bottom line, folks, is that anytime, that a life is lost is tragic. And this could have been avoided if she had done what she was ordered to do. She was caught. Just at that point, you listen to what the officers are telling you. You give back the stolen items or whatever however they handle it these days. No jail time. Probably not even a criminal record. Maybe a fine and a 6-month ban from the store. You live to steal another day. She would still be on this earth, and an innocent unborn baby would still be birthed to her 3 months from now. Now, I'm not one of those people that say she got what she deserved. Well, that's awful to say, a situation like this. But this situation, this incident was 100% avoidable. And believe me, listening to the news and watching the footage was not only was heart-wrenching, it was disturbing. My heart goes out to her family. No parent should ever have to bury their child, let alone a grandchild. This event, of course, brought out the basement dwellers of Black Lives Matter, and we have to possibly again endure riots, looting, and absolute madness, potentially. And I really just have one question for BLM and their supporters. Where are your marches and signs and protests and moronic chanting in places like Chicago and Philadelphia, when black-on-black crime is happening on a daily basis? Several shootings have taken place in the last 9 months. Where are you? All right, you don't care. It happens on a daily basis with no end in sight, and you don't give a damn. If it's black-on-black crime, you don't care. If it's a white officer involved with a black perpetrator, and that black perpetrator gets injured or killed, then it's World War III. I got news. Let me enlighten you. Let me educate you, folks. Police officers do not wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to shoot me a black man today. I'm going to shoot me a black woman today just to get it off my chest. They don't do that. And if you think that, you're stupid. I don't know how much of Black Lives Matter really thinks they're fooling anybody. But at this point, we've got your number. Your movement is phony. And the founders of Black Lives Matter, or should I say, build large mansions, are crooks and grifters. And I got news, you're chanting riots in the street, they ain't fooling anyone this time. We got your number. If you try your bullshit in a small town, wink, wink, you're going to get served a cold dose of reality. And it's going to be 100-fold, and it's not going to be pretty. For the life of me, I will never understand, as black-on-black crime is happening every single day, that Black Lives Matter is not a part of that. Why don't those Black Lives Matter? Only the ones that are shot by police? And it wasn't like she was completely innocent. She tried to kill the officer. When you drive towards an officer, he's standing in front of you, telling you to stop 9, 10, 11 times, and you still put your foot on that gas with the car and drive, that's attempted murder. What was he supposed to do? And I don't know about anybody else, but I am sick of these news anchors and everybody on the mainstream liberal nut job media spinning things to make it about race. It's not about race. She broke the law. She broke the law, and she tried to kill somebody. An officer was telling her to stop, giving her that chance to wake up, smell the fucking roses. You're pregnant. You got caught stealing liquor. You could have just gave it up, and you probably would have got an insurance ticket. What were the bottles of liquor worth? Apparently, they were worth your life, and that's pretty pathetic. That's pretty pathetic when bottles of liquor are worth a human life. They're apparently worth dying. Black Lives Matter is on their way, making their way into the cities with their ridiculous chants and their phony movement. So here are the warning shots, Black Lives Matter, that I fire on behalf of millions of Americans that are fed up with your bullshit hypocrisy. We're not scared of you. We're not intimidated, and we won't be intimidated. And if you have the balls to come to the suburbs, the end result won't be a favorable one. Because we, the people, will fight back this time. And you, my friends, are outnumbered. And you'll retreat just like the cowards you are. Now, folks, if you are a fan of the content I provide on this broadcast, you could tune in to my cohort and colleague, Marcus Kane, with Marcus Kane's As I See It, every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Some interesting and insightful information always going on that show. That's Marcus Kane's As I See It, 2 p.m. every Thursday, Eastern Standard Time. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for tuning in, listening to my show. I truly appreciate it. And if you can understand that I'm always here, I'm always going to give you the most absolute accurate information that I have at my disposal. As long as I am on the air and there's breath in my body, that's what I will do. Each and every single week. If you, for any reason, feel that some of the any of the information is inaccurate, or you have something to add to it, send me a text, send me an email, or you can call in. We'll talk about it. But what I will never do is lie to you. I will give you the information that the mainstream media is not allowed to. But I'd like to, again, thank you for listening to my show. Tune in next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Thanks for listening.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.